Track 3 and our headline stories. And from the Mid-Devon Advertiser, new lease of life for former No Limits site. A specialist education provider is set to open a new learning centre in the building formerly the home of the No Limits Cafe and Hub. The popular community space sadly closed its doors in March after financial difficulties. But now, Dacombe-based Bales Farm has announced that it will open a training centre for its post-16 students to grow, gain confidence and build life skills in a welcoming setting at the Sherborne Road building as part of its Learning to Earn initiative. We hope to carry forward the same spirit of inclusion and opportunity, says a specialist education provider. Bales Farm is an organisation offering a therapeutic outdoor learning provision for young people between the ages of 10 and 19. And it has announced it will open a brand new learning space for its post-16 students at the Sherborne Road building. It is a part of the organisation's new Learn to Earn initiative. No Limits was much loved in the community, and while we'll be doing something different, we hope to carry forward the same spirit of inclusion and opportunity, reads a sign in the window. Learn to Earn has been designed especially for our post-16 learners, a place for them to grow, gain confidence and build life skills in a welcoming setting. The sign stresses that the point that the space will not be running as a cafe, nor will it be open to the public on a daily basis. However, it does say that Bales Farm do plan to host special education-friendly coffee and activity afternoons in the future. These special events will give our learners the chance to put their skills into practice, while also creating a relaxed way for the community to connect with what we're doing. Bales Farm is based in Dacombe and has a range of indoor and outdoor spaces with a variety of animals, including chickens, ducks, rabbits and guinea pigs. Through its outdoor learning and community outreach programs, the organisation aims to re-engage and re-inspire young people.
NHS gives hospital tenants a year's notice. NHS chiefs have given 12 months' notice to tenants using part of Tynmouth Community Hospital. Leaseholders Sure Start, which use the former nurses' home on the Mill Lane site, and the GP Surgery, which uses space on a building also on site, have been given 12 months to quit by Torbay and South Devon NHS Trust. This means future options for the hospital site will not be restricted by sitting tenants. But the NHS has warned the substantial backlog of maintenance work at Tynmouth Hospital poses an ongoing risk which requires careful management to ensure the safety of those using the building. News of the notices came in a briefing to members of Tynmouth Hospital's stakeholder group set up by Devon County Council in response to proposals to change health services in the town. Despite huge opposition to the possible closure of the hospital over many years, the NHS maintains the current hospital buildings are not fit for purpose and decisions will need to be made about its future. The NHS stresses no decisions have yet been made. Built in 1954, it was the first NHS hospital in the country. But the existing building has deteriorated to such an extent that last year a comprehensive assessment identified significant fire safety risks, particularly affecting the first and second floors, which had to close. The latest briefing to members of the group stated, "The critical estate risks require us to actively consider options. We have carefully considered the potential renovation of Tynmouth Hospital. this potential renovation has been thoroughly assessed, and unfortunately, the substantial projected costs required to restore the building to an acceptable standard made this option equally unfeasible. The high cost of refurbishment, combined with significant safety concerns and the building's current condition, means we must consider alternative, sustainable solutions to ensure safe and equitable access to services for the local population. Some services have already relocated. In July, the chronic pain team, which had used the now shut down first floor, moved to Ashburton Health and Wellbeing Centre. Fears the hospital may be closed sparked an outcry with protesters claiming it is essential for residents. But the NHS aims to create an integrated model of community-based care.
Dr. Tony Liddington gets award for drag research. Historian and entertainer Dr. Tony Liddington is to become one of only five recipients of a prestigious research award. Tony, otherwise known as Uncle Taco, has been chosen for the Burnett Muir Musical Theatre Awards from the Victoria and Albert Museum. The accolade is specifically for his current research project into two icons of 20th century drag performance, Douglas Bing and Rex Jameson. Dawlish man Tony, who has been a showman, researcher and teacher of British popular entertainment for more than 40 years, said this will fund me to go and spend some time in London looking at the Patrick Newley and Doug Bing archives in the spanking new East Stratford V&A storehouse. It will give me plenty of food for thought. From this research, I shall give a presentation at the V&A and then write a journal article, as well as uncovering more material for my play, an intimate review. Chef and Bing is the name of the review. Funded by the Burnett Muir Musical Theatre Archive Trust, the fellowships and grants provide the opportunity to undertake research in the field of the musical on stage and screen with the Burnett Muir Musical Theatre Archive and the V&A's Theatre and Performance Collections. Researchers and practitioners were invited to apply for the grants earlier this summer. At a time when public perceptions of drag are often shaped by television formats like RuPaul's Drag Race, Dr. Liddington seeks to contextualise these earlier figures within a longer history of cross-dressing on stage. Through his work, he aims to explore questions of identity, gender and performance heritage, which will be published in a paper in addition to the performance.